The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. The name of the show is Being Here. The subject heading today is Sharing Transformation.
Wow.
That's
a tall order.
That's an interesting subject.
It is.
Because, you know, it's pretty much impossible to explain transformation. But it's a good thing you don't need to explain it. You can be an expression of it.
A demonstration of it.
Yeah.
And you know what it starts with?
Being here.
And the second thing?
Listening.
You betcha. Because if you're not actually being where you are and listening to whoever you're having a conversation with, then you're not actually sharing anything, and it's certainly not transformational.
Well, transformation's all about being there, not being there with the agenda to get something to happen in the future, but to be here. To be with another person.
For the sake of being with another person.
That's right.
Not to try and fix them or
change them or make them better in any way. See, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. Transformation is not about getting better. Now, what happens is your life gets much easier. You stop doing things that cause you pain and suffering. You start realizing how incredible the current moment of your life really is. And so your life transforms in that respect. But it's not about changing or fixing you as though we think we have a better way for you to be than the way you are.
And it really goes back to listening and this skill set of being able to hear what another person has to say with compassion, which means from their point of view, so that you're not thinking that you're higher than them, you're better than them, so that you're not listening in order to
help
or shake your head in agreement or disagreement, but to simply hear
what another person's saying from their point of view. And Ariel and I will
finish each other's sentences.
Yes, finish each other's sentences. So if that is something that you're not used to, well, if you're going to continue listening to the show, get used to it. This is the way we work. You know, it's so funny. You can use anything to get you into the moment or to take you out of the moment. You can use the way a person talks to get yourself upset and annoyed with them, or you can use the way a person talks to pull you into the current moment. It's all up to you. Your life is so much up to you, and you just have been taught by the culture that we grew up in that other people cause us the grief in our lives, rather than realizing that it's all up to you. How life shows up is up to you. That doesn't mean sometimes things don't come along that you'd prefer not to have happen, you know, like disease, sickness, things of that nature. But how you are in the midst of it is in your control. Anyway, let's see. Anything else we need to talk about here? How about three principles of transformation?
Yeah, let's do that. I like that. Yeah. We haven't talked about that all the time recently, and I just think it's a great idea.
You know, because, see, most of us have things that we resist, we don't like, we don't want in our lives. And those are the things, if you notice, that stick around, like that extra 10 or 15 pounds. or more. So if you've been trying to lose weight and you notice that that becomes your lifestyle of trying to lose weight, rather than, you know, including that you have the weight you have and live your life.
Or including that you have the weight you have and you're eating in a way that supports you in losing some of it, but it becomes the background as opposed to the focal point, that you're not resisting what is and you're not pushing yourself to get someplace. You're operating consistently with your desires, which is to live a healthy lifestyle, but not making yourself wrong for where you are now or expecting that when you lose those 15 pounds or fill in the blank number, that you will be a better you.
Right.
You cannot be better than you are right now.
The first idea is anything you resist, you will keep around. Anything you say no to will follow you around. So if you are in a disagreement with somebody to the degree that you are no to that person, they will be persistently a pain in your side.
Yes. I thought you were going to say tuchus.
That's a good place. It's a good place, too.
All right. Second idea is this. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. You can prove that to yourself. Take a selfie picture with your iPhone or your smartphone or...
like that.
All you have to do is take a picture. And it doesn't matter if you're looking goofy or you're looking sexy or your eyes are half closed. The moment this... the shutter opened and closed and captured your image. You can only be exactly as you are or were
in that moment. So that's the second idea. And you see, people are trying to get to a better place than where they are, resisting being where they are, so they carry where they are with them wherever they go.
Wow, that's a heavy pack.
It is. It really is.
Heavy load.
And the third idea or principle is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is. You see it. You don't resist it. You don't try to get rid of it in any way, but just notice that you're doing something or having something that you... And that's it. That's enough for it to complete itself. The seeing of it is enough. It's like if you're walking down the street and you notice there's a curb, you never have to trip over that spot again.
That's right, because when you see it, then you... spontaneously, organically adjust to have appropriate actions. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to decide. You don't have to remind yourself anything. It's already handled. So those are the three basics that we're starting with. And, you know, we're talking about sharing transformation today. So I know we have a caller waiting, but before we take him, I really think that we should probably define, I know you said it's not really definable because it's not, but what we're talking about when we talk about transformation.
Well, we're talking about a fundamental shift in the way you experience your life, where you're actually in current time, where you're not worrying about the future, where you're not lost in the past of the should-haves, could-haves, would-haves, done it differently if you had only known. Most of us, we have a conversation with an employer, and we walk out of the office and we say, oh, I should have said this. Oh, I should have said this. I could have said that.
Or on a date.
Or on an interview, a date, anything like that, you know. Any interaction, you... excuse me, second-guess yourself. That's with transformation, your life becomes yours rather than driven by circumstance.
So let's take our first caller. Vin, are you with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey.
How are you?
Where are you today?
I'm in Frankfurt in Germany today.
Okay, right. You move around a lot. We never know.
Yes, that's right.
Welcome
Not
to the show.
Not far from home, but a few hours. Thank you. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Yeah. So I love the topic. I mean, I consider transformation a passion of mine, like a lot of other things. And
could you say that again, please?
Popped up.
Vin, you said you consider transformation of what of yours?
A passion.
A passion.
Oh, passion. Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Yeah. along with many other things too. And some questions popped up. The one question was, I find that whether it's transformation or other passions, I seem to be at work at my full-time job. I'm a little reluctant to share that with colleagues. I think I have a bit of a concern that, I don't know, it doesn't go with my job. I'm an actuary, or I'll be judged for it. I just like to know what's going on with that.
So let me just tell you something. You're already judged. So you can't do your life right enough for anybody else anyway. People judge you no matter what. That's not the thing. Okay. The question really is, if you look, it may be that there are people that are not interested. But you know, if you don't give them an opportunity to even know it exists, they can't be interested.
When you said other passions, it took me a while to reference what you're talking about, because I know a bit about you, and I know that one of your other passions is singing and teaching singing and being a singer. And so I'm assuming that's at least one of the passions that you're talking about. And it occurs to me, Ben, that it's possible when you're at work as an actuary, what's really foremost to be done there is your work as an actuary. And somehow you're divided. As you're talking, you're a divided person. You have it sound as if you're sharing your experience and your passion for your singing or for teaching or for transformation is fluid everywhere else. And that's not my experience of you.
Okay.
I don't think it's only at work that you are holding back being fully self-expressive. I think you tune in and see whether or not it seems to be safe first, and then you cherry-pick what might go over well rather than being authentic.
Yeah, and look, we all are concerned about what other people think about us, but it's you can either let that. Now, here's the thing. What I'm saying can be misinterpreted. You can either use transformation as a sword, or it can be used as a pillow. If you're trying to prove to somebody that you're smarter, better, and more adept at living than they are, it's a sword. And if you're sharing it like you found this great restaurant and the food is just so good and you want to share it with your friends, that's another thing.
Yeah.
So you're actually addressing one of the things. Part of the reason we did this episode is because lots of people have read our books, or they've joined the Premium Excellence Club and they watch our videos, or they get our videos each month and they watch them, or they've listened to our audiobooks, or they come to our seminars, or they listen to this radio show and they get excited.
And they want to share it with their friends.
But then they find that they aren't as facile with it as they would like to be.
See, most people don't want to be fixed or changed or therapeutized.
Yeah.
Most people want to, even if they don't feel secure, they want to appear that they're secure because that's the way it is to be a person. So if you're talking about transformation in a way that they are somehow inferior because they don't have it,
or in a way that inadvertently suggests that they are broken, they are not going to be interested, and there is a backlash with that. But it really comes back to you, Ben, where if you don't think that you're broken, that you're just excited about what you're up to, then you may find authentically rolling off your tongue is information about what you're up to if somebody is interested party, and that goes back to listening again.
And you see, it's like walking the edge of a sword. You know, the problem with it is you cannot listen to somebody in order to wait for an opening to share about transformation, because then you're manipulating the situation So it's really about listening, genuinely being with another person and talking about whatever you're talking about. And if the subject comes up or there is a way in where you see that this person is lost in the future or the past, you know, you could say something as simple as, well, I used to live in the future and the past all the time, but I did this workshop and I've discovered how to be centered in my life in the current moment and relate to it. And it was fun and it was easy and it wasn't painful.
Yeah.
If that's your experience.
Yeah.
You know, when I first took a transformational workshop, I couldn't stop talking about it because it was such a profound difference that I saw in myself that I wanted to let people know there was another possibility available other than I'm just struggling. And you know, there is another possibility available right now. It's called a break.
Yeah.
And we're going to take one.
Okay.
Will you come back with us after the break?
Yes, sure.
Excellent. All right, we'll be back with Vin. So why don't you come on back?
And don't miss
Being Here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be the change. The 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. By the way, we are coming back ourselves next Monday for Monday Night Alive in New York City. It's the first time in almost a month. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody. And for those of you like Vin, the next International Teleseminar is on Tuesday, March 11th.
So next Monday is March 3rd, yeah?
Yeah, but the following week from Tuesday on the 11th.
Right.
So that's when the next International Teleseminar is. By the way, for those of you who would like to come to the New York area, have an interest, our next weekend seminar is Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle.
I like that.
And I'll tell you something. I am wealthy. Shia is wealthy. And you are wealthy, too. If you're not in touch with it, come. If you are in touch with it and want it to expand, come. It's really, really going to be a wonderful
and
course.
And it's really not about the amount of money you have in the bank.
No, in fact, you know, Vin, you're invited. People from your side of the pond are invited. I know that we have friends who are flying in from Hamburg for that, people from all over. So no place is too far away, so you're invited. You know, Vin, I have a question for you regarding your fellow actuaries. On a day-to-day basis, when you're not in the midst of doing your actual work, you may want to take a look at what you're doing to build relationship with them, because it's all about relationship.
Okay.
Because sharing yourself also includes being interested in another person. Our friend Ivan Meisner, who's been on our show several times, who was the creator of BNI, which is the largest business networking organization in the world and the most successful, talks about you don't go to a networking event and pitch things. You go there and create relationships with people, and you build relationships over time, and then people are interested in what you have to say. And it wasn't so long ago, a lovely woman, Joanna, showed up at a Monday Night Alive with five or six of her friends, and she's not the most articulate person that I've seen try to express herself about any aspect of her life.
But somehow she had five people and her husband came with her.
How did that happen? It happened because
she was enthusiastic about what she was up to in her life. And, you know, our workshops do allow people to discover enthusiasm for their lives, because if you're here for your life, it's enthusiastic.
And she wasn't picking and choosing the things she was enthusiastic about. It wasn't like, I'm only enthusiastic about Monday Night Live. She was very clear that coming to our seminars, reading our books, watching the videos, ignited something in her. But suddenly she'd think of somebody and the phone would ring and they would be on the other end of the phone. And for her, that was a miracle. And she was excited about all of these little miracles in her life. And she couldn't stop talking about the miracles. And whether it was traffic opening up or getting a parking spot, her life was filled with wonder. So she wasn't only having an agenda to have somebody come with her as company so that she could be right, that she was doing the right thing on Monday nights.
Wow. Yeah, it's very cool. And I can see a lot of great things happening in my life with transformation. And I see how I'm really sharing in other ways when I'm not talking about it. For example, I lead groups at work, and I just love that. And I've never been so enthusiastic about presenting to groups and leading groups. And I feel that a lot has come from attending seminars with you guys, for
example. Well, that's your entry in, Vin. That's really your entry into sharing about transformation. You know, I used to be afraid, because you have people in that room, especially the actuaries, because people are actuaries because they don't want to interact too directly with people. They prefer numbers and computers.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So often true. Yeah.
And that's how you started out. And when we first met you, you were very quiet, and you didn't like to stand up and talk in front of a group. So you can share that with people.
Yeah.
You know, there was a while with the first. How old are you now?
I am 36.
You're 36. So we met you a couple of 3 years ago, maybe. So the first 33 years of my life, I was rather introverted. I didn't speak in front of groups. And now I find that I can, and it came out of my participation in these workshops. It's kind of simple, you see. You start to discover hidden talents that you have.
Yeah, it's really great. And, I mean, I recently just got the feedback that it is really visible that I enjoy presenting to people, which is like, whoa, if I think about myself a few years ago, I mean, that's not the idea.
Yeah, so that's the starting place for people that are shy, like the actuaries you work with. Hey.
Excuse me, I didn't get the first part of that sentence.
Said that's the starting place. It's an entry point for being able to communicate effectively.
Yeah.
With people that are shy, that are like the actuaries that you work with, because they are shy.
Okay. Yeah. That's very cool.
Yes. We have another caller on the line. Thank you so much for calling in, Vin.
Yeah, thank you, guys. With a pleasure.
Excellent. Okay.
Leah,
you with us?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Where are you calling him from?
From Brooklyn, New York.
Woohoo!
New York.
I'm loving this show, and I have a question for you guys, because the topic of sharing transformation has been strong for me. Transformation has such a profound effect on my life, and this last year in particular has been, I don't know, just really exciting shifts in all areas of my life have happened for me, and I love talking to people about it. And I feel like it's been easier than ever to talk to people about it. But what I wanted to ask you guys about was, my husband and I recently started a meetup in Brooklyn. It's a Say Yes to Your Life meetup, and there's awesome Say Yes to Your Life meetups all over the world. And so we started our own hub here. And it was interesting when you were talking to Vin, you talked about having the agenda to share transformation. And I realized that in a way, we started this with the agenda to share transformation. And sometimes I feel like that trips me up from interacting.
Look, Leah.
Yeah.
Having an agenda is not a bad thing.
Oh.
Being unaware of that agenda and having that agenda run your life, that's not such a good thing. But an agenda, if you look in the dictionary, says a plan of action.
A list of things to be done.
Right.
Oh.
It's very neutral.
It's not a good or bad thing. But you see, look, not too very long ago, it was a few months ago, Ariel was leading a workshop with Susan Finch called Speak Up. And Susan Finch is a speech teacher, and they did it at a studio in New York City, and I was a guest. I was a auditor of the seminar, but I was asked to come on the first night a little later than everybody else, so it was clear that I wasn't part of the leadership of the seminar. Mm-hmm. And that was great with me. And I went into Bloomingdale's, into Macy's, because something caught my eye there. It was a shaving section where they had all kinds of art of shaving stuff. And I walked in, and I was looking at products there that I might consider buying. And this woman came up to me, a salesperson, and she was just pushy, pushy, pushy that I try everything and I buy everything. And I said, well, thank you very much, and I walked out. It was her agenda to make a sale got in the way between me and being there, and enjoying myself or even asking her a question because she was so pushing to get me to do what she wanted me to do.
So yeah.
You can have an agenda called sharing transformation. And it's not a bad agenda to have because it when people transform, your life gets easier.
Yeah. Yeah. If you take this woman as an example with this product, she was wanting to sell the product to Shia for her, not for him.
Exactly.
That was right. So that she would get her commission.
Exactly.
Rather than being interested in him. So it's really about taking your attention off of yourself. It includes, obviously, if she's effective at the end of the day, she'll have made sales and she'll have a really nice commission. But it's not through that agenda, because through that agenda is like a scheme.
It's manipulative. It's it's for you. It's not taking care of another person. See, transformation is really about taking care of everyone around you. And with transformation, it's not like you win and they lose. And that you're a better person if you bring more people.
Yeah. And I think it's wonderful that you've started with your husband a meetup in Brooklyn, because you'll have an opportunity to sit up in front of people or stand in front of people, depending, or in a circle, but they will have you as the identified leader, and you'll have an opportunity to articulate your experience
of transformation. And transformation is is uniquely different than change. And most people have been raised, if not all of us, in a mindset of change, where you look at what you want and then you drive to get toward to it as though when you achieve that goal, somehow you'll have a better life. But if you look and tell the truth, you'll see that achieving something is never as fulfilling as you thought it would be. You always have to have the next thing to achieve. And you know, it's really funny because I'm going to get sexy now. Ariel and I talk about orgasms as, well, when they're gone, they're just a memory. So all that building up to the orgasm doesn't mean anything once it's over. You have to start all over again. Now, if you're there for it, it's fun.
Yeah.
But if you are worrying about how it's going to turn out, it's not so fun. And it's the same thing with sharing transformation. It really is. If you're there for it, it's fun.
Yeah, and you guys always, almost always at Monday Night Alive say, we're not going anywhere. We're not, you know, we have no intended result for the evening. And I'm seeing now that, like, oh, wow, yeah, I kind of, in our meetups, have had
an intended result.
But here's the thing. Of course you do. But it's what I believe we were speaking earlier with Vin, and if you were listening, it's not about not having an agenda, it's about not operating through that agenda. So, of course, you have agendas. You have multiple, and they're multi-layered. You want people to like you. You want them to come to seminars with you. You want them to be your friend. You want them to like your husband. You want to look smart. Of course, you want all those things. That's just normal human nature. But you can set that aside. It's easy to set that aside.
And, you know, the other thing is you care about people. That's the only reason you try to share transformation. And you want to make a difference in people's lives. But, you see, the thing is not to turn this amazing phenomena called transformation into another church.
Yeah.
Another belief system of better and worse.
When you say not turning it into another church, you know, there's sometimes I'll come across a person who lives a faith-based life, like they're for this purpose of this example, like a deeply Christian person, and you can see that their faith just turns them on and it is on fire.
And it illuminates their life.
And that's just so pleasant to be with. And then there are the others that have their faith as better, and it makes them insular. We saw something not too long ago, which was the Kennedy Center Honors, and they were honoring different people. And one of the people they were honoring was a musician, and he said, if I hold myself as a musician first, I create a barrier. And then those people who are non-musicians will feel separate from me. So I hold myself as a person who happens to be a musician. And that's one of the great things of transformation, where you are equals.
And you're a person first, and they are people first. And now it's time for us to take a break.
We'll be back right after the break with Leah, with you. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Yeah.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back
to Being Here. We are talking with Leah, and we're talking about agendas and sharing transformation.
You know, I'm about to share transformation. Of course, we've been doing it the whole time, Leah. But part of it is presenting an opportunity, so if somebody has an interest, they know what's happening. And when Vin was on, I forgot to mention that in April, we are coming to Germany. We come to Hamburg, and we're doing two courses there. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe on April 3rd, and the Simplicity course, How to Dissolve Stress, Fear, Worry, and Guilt, April 4th through 6th. And if you want to come to either of those courses, or you'd like to join us in New York for Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle, just go up to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, and you can get all the information. Okay? You with us, Leah?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Something happened the other night, or not too long ago, at a Monday Night Alive, which I was so touched by. When we're talking about there's not a hierarchy, it's not that the people who've been attending our seminars have a leg up on the people who are there for the first time. There was a young man who came, and it was one of his first, it wasn't his very first time at a Monday, but he'd only come a couple times, and somebody stood up to speak because her mother had died over the weekend, and somebody else stood up to speak because her daughter is very ill with cancer and she was wrestling with how to get her care. And this fellow stood up to share something about his mother's passing and having been in hospice and what it was like for him and what it was like for her. And what was so sweet about it was he was willing just to share his experience because he thought it might make a difference for this other person.
Right, make it a little easier.
Yeah. He had his attention off himself, and it was just so elegant and so sweet. And on the break, somebody came up to him at the end of the evening and said, are you coming to the weekend? I hope so, because you made such a difference for me tonight, and I think you'd make a difference for people being there. And she didn't say it as a manipulation to try and get him into one of our weekends. She said it because she really was touched by him and wanted to spend more time with him. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, Leah, you underestimate the difference you make in your humanity.
You know, Leah, I mean, we've known you for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we first met you, and how you had a rather sophomoric outlook on life, like you knew everything there was to know already. You knew all this stuff. You had it together.
Yeah.
And you were doing being a sophisticate, you know?
Yes.
And being better than other people.
And, you know, and, and look, I know you're an actress, and you were acting in an off-Broadway show at the time, I believe, when we first met you, and it was, you know, that was very cool. But you've discovered how much more you are than that person was because somebody had the courage to stand with you and say, look, there's this workshop this weekend. I'd like you to join me.
Yeah.
And if that fellow hadn't done that, you would still be striving to get what you thought was important, and you wouldn't have the incredible husband you have today and the incredible life you guys live together.
Yeah, I can't even imagine my life, and it's good not to, because it would be exactly that. It would be a lot of striving and struggling, and it's so radically different now.
You know, when you go back, this goes back to what Vin was talking about, but he sometimes thinks that people at work, for instance, might not be interested. And all I can say is thank God the person who invited me to my first course where I started looking at my life didn't say to themselves, oh, she wouldn't be interested. Because lots of times people go through their judgment systems, and they pick and choose who might be interested rather than expressing themselves. And then they leave a lot of people behind who might really want to know about what you have to offer.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at how, at my own prejudices about who I think might or might not be interested.
So you're normal if you've got prejudices.
And I love when I'm surprised by someone who I had the idea that it wouldn't be their thing or whatever, and then they're so turned on by the idea of coming to a Monday or whatever. It's very cool.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, Leah, you're going to find as you, because I know leading these meetups is a somewhat new phenomena, you will get better at it. Transparent, but it's also cumulative. And the more you express yourself with consistency, the easier it will be.
Well, I think it's going to support you also in your acting career, to tell you the truth. because as you are more able to be present, you become your character rather than doing being your character.
Yeah, thank you. I feel that. I feel that's happened this year and continues to happen. I had an audition today, and I just walked in, and I felt it wasn't like, oh, she's the casting director and I'm the actor wanting a job. I just felt like I was seeing another person, and I shook her hand and it was like, hi, nice to meet you. And it wasn't scary. It wasn't, there wasn't a hierarchy. It was just another person. It was very cool.
That's great, sweetie. Hey, we'd love to continue talking with you, but we have another person on hold right now.
Thank
so
you so much for joining us.
Take them.
Thank you, guys,
was it
for
treat
everything.
To speak with you.
Yes, thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we have Sandy on the line.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling in from, Sandy?
California.
Yippee.
California.
We're jumping all over the globe.
Yeah. I am so excited that I listened to today's show and that I'm a part of it. It is perfect for me. As I was listening, I was thinking, wow, I see how I keep transformation a secret. yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen what motivates you or what triggers you to keep it a secret?
Well, I see that. Well, at work or on Facebook, when I'm about to share, I stop myself and I think about it and I judge it and I decide and I go through my prejudices to see whether or not this one's going to be okay with it or this one's going to be okay with it. And then I think a little part of me that kind of makes it like, well, I'm special because I have transformation.
That's right. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You give a leg up on everybody else.
Right.
Well, you know what really makes you special? Is when you give it away.
Yeah. I feel that at the Say Yes to Your Life in Hayward here. We have a meetup here as well. And when I do give it away, I feel it. And today, being a part of this show and hearing everybody talk about transformation and sharing it just by talking about it and being themselves was so cool. Got me excited.
Good.
You know, how you approach transformation and how you approach sharing yourself is how you approach your life. So I guarantee you it's not only about transformation that you hide it. You hide all sorts of things. When you were doing... there was a while there, I can't even remember the name of it, but you were doing an eating system. And I remember when we were on our book tour for our relationship book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, we spent some time with you in California. And you were so excited about this eating style, and you were really turned on about the milkshakes, or well, not milkshakes, but the shakes that one day you weren't eating food, you ate shakes that were part of this system. And how good you felt and how you didn't think it was going to work for you and how you went for it and how great it was and how convenient and how you timed it so that you could have a different day, you could have meals with your husband. And you were just so excited about your life. I guarantee you, you never shared any of that up on Facebook either.
No, I didn't.
But what was interesting was if I were a person looking for a new style of healthy eating, I might have been really compelled to find out more from you. But more, it's like you judge who you are and your life experience and what you're doing as less.
How old do you have to be before you're okay being you? You can consider yourself a grown-up.
Yeah.
You know, where your choices are okay.
Right.
You know, look, people judge us all the time. You can't help but be judged. Because that's what people do. So now you can either suppress your enthusiasm for those things that you're passionate about because somebody will judge you, and they may, or you can go for it. And be self-expressive into your life.
I love it. Yeah. That's cool. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm thinking about, I just flashed on Vin again for a moment. I remember, you know, he was, like, he was saying he hides different things the same way you were speaking about it just now. I mean, you articulated it so full tilt. It was very exciting. I remember when Shia first started body work, like, where he was learning and working on people's
physical bodies,
and that's how, that was his business for a while before we morphed into leading seminars together. And he was so excited about what he was up to, he was giving it away. So it was like, well, come over, and I'll just give you a half an hour. I'll just do it for you. You're going to love this. And he wasn't doing it in particular to get clients. Some people he did get clients, but he was so excited to take care of people. And I'm clear that you... And what happened for him was he came alive because he wasn't holding back his light, his excitement, his enthusiasm about what he was up to, whatever that may be. And you dim your enthusiasm one place, you dim it everywhere.
Yeah, I see that.
The other thing is if you open up this line of communication, this tube that your expression comes through, you'll express things everywhere. At work, at home, with your kid, with your friends, you know, it'll just be everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels great.
And the other thing is this, transformation is such a unique possibility for people. They don't have to do anything. It's not about learning a technique to apply to their lives. It's about discovering that they in themselves hold all of the answers to their own life. And all it takes is getting into the current moment. But most of us haven't been trained to live in the current moment of our lives. We're trained to think about the future and worry about the past, or worry about the future and think about the past.
Right. Oh, great. I thank you so much, because I just being on this call and seeing that piece talking about transformation and seeing how I was keeping it a secret and just seeing bits and pieces of other parts of my life that I have kept as a secret, and how easy it was for me to just, like, say, I love coming to your seminars and I love being with you both and this community, and my life is different, and it's not hard all the time anymore. You know?
But I think sometimes people also get nervous to share transformation if they don't feel like they have all the pieces of their life together, and or if they judge themselves about something. And I find sharing what's possible brings you back to center. You know, last year I had shoulder surgery. I was in pain for many, many months. I had to take pain medicine for months while it was healing. And here we are. It's now about 10 months since that happened. And one of the things, you know, that since I had the surgery, one of the things that absolutely floored me was how many people came up to me and said, I am so impressed with how you're handling the pain and how you're just communicating about what's going on in your life. There's no part of your life that is irrelevant. Being where you are is powerful. Trying to do your life right isn't.
Yeah. Cool.
Hard to believe, but the show is almost over.
Yes, it is.
But you know what?
Oh, one last thing.
Yeah.
When you hold on to transformation rather than share it, it goes sour. You can't use it as a leg up that way.
It's kind of like having more food than you can eat. You not only get sluggish, it goes bad and rots.
Okay.
And the more you give it away, the more it replicates. And I'm finding this show so exciting. I'm really, really happy that next week's show is on the theme of your hidden genius. going to be a terrific follow-up to this show. Thank you so much for calling, Sandy, really.
Yes, Sandy, thank you so much, and thank you to Vin and Leah as well.
And thanks to all our listeners. We'll be back next week.
Share the show with your friends.
Yeah, share it. Why not? Start it out. Be wild and abandoned. Share it on Facebook. Tweet it. Share your show. Share yourself. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.